Time to catch up with a Rounds Table edition of America's Hot Barn Report with Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The senator has been a very busy man as usual. And by the way, happy beef month there, Mike.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And look, we got a lot of work to do, but we've got a lot of really good producers out there. We want to make sure that they get a fair price for their livestock.
I like it. Breaking news just in from Des Ward and your office staff. Quote, Senator Rounds introduces legislation to prevent electronic tagging of livestock. Excellent move. Where are we at on this, and how will the implementation, should it happen, affect ranchers and feeders?
The Department of Ag, in their infinite wisdom, just announced this last week that they're going to require tags on bison and cattle.
Whoa.
Now, why? What bureaucrat needs to know whether or not the livestock is going through the barn? We keep track of all that stuff right now. Who's going to pick up the price of the tags, and why in the world should they have to keep track of all this stuff right now? I just simply don't understand it. It's not good policy, and if they want to do it voluntarily, great, but they shouldn't be mandating it. So we've put in proposals in the appropriations proposal to limit their ability to actually implement that rule.
Excellent. Now, sale barn owner and beef activist Justin Tupper, you know Justin, had a take on this, and I quote, EIDs change nothing except make it harder, because now you'll have several kinds of tags to read and it's time consuming. We need traceability, but not at the expense of the speed of commerce, end quote. What do you think of that?
No question about it. And Justin's one of the sharp young guys in the industry right now.
Wait, wrong guy. No, I'm just kidding.
He's one of the sharp young guys. No, you mean you didn't think he was young?
No, exactly.
But he's one of the sharp young guys in the industry. He knows what he's talking about on it. I talk to him regularly about these issues, and this is one that I think we're going to find a lot of support on in the upper Midwest. This is not the time to be adding additional cost to producers.
Absolutely. He is a sharp guy and a good man. And a champion of beef, by the way.
Amen. Absolutely.
As a former governor, I want to throw in a little plug for South Dakota tourism.
Amen. Hey, this is the land of great places and great faces, and we just hope a lot of folks come on in, spend your money in South Dakota.
You are 100% on top of your game, as usual. Senator Mike Rounds, my friend. Are you still benching up in that 350?
No.
You didn't want to talk about that?
But I am back on the benches again, though.
So awesome.
It's feeling good to get back into shape. He'll be back.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
See you.
This Breaking Beef News brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Woman Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crusher Livestock, Okanala Livestock, Moorbridge Livestock, and St. Arne.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.